It is very exciting to have one of the most formidable female voices in the country with me today as my guest on 88 FM. Gemma Kate, how are you?
I am good. All the better for seeing you.
Do you know what? You're not aging. Whatever you're taking, I want some. You just don't age. What's going on, girl?
I will take that. I will take it. I don't know what's going on, but I'll take that. Thank you.
Good genes, maybe.
Good genes. It's definitely not sleeping.
All right. Two young children, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about your kiddies, first of all.
Oh, they are sweet. I've got two little girls, one almost one and one almost four.
Right.
And they are definitely following in my footsteps. They are performers.
Oh, wow.
Even from now at 11 months. Love to dance.
Is your partner hands-on with you, or are you doing just about everything?
No, he's amazing.
Oh,
he
good.
Is the
good.
Best. He's one of those, like, go, live your dream, I've got it.
Okay.
Type partner, so I got very lucky.
Now, we go back many, many, many years. You've been performing for a long, long time, and you love it. You've got the passion and the hunger to keep doing it, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that I didn't want to let go of after I became a mom.
What's the story at the moment? What are you doing with yourself?
At the moment, I'm just really trying to push my kind of originals now. I think I've had my years and my hard yards of really doing lots of covers and doing everybody else's work. And this year, I'm really got like beeline for pushing my own individual covers. And I mean, individual music.
And you're saying to yourself, I'm not going to do that gig. It's not for me. I mean, you reach a stage where you become a little bit fussy. About where you perform.
Yeah, definitely. I think now at the stage, you know, you become a little bit more selective.
Yeah.
Purely from a, you know, I envision the type of artist that I'm wanting to be, and I've got my goals, and that's kind of what I'm striving for.
Tell us about your time at the Barnyard, because the original one was in
Gateway.
Gateway.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I hope they're not listening. But the one in Gateway for me was the one. I know the one at Suncoast is nice. It is.
Yeah.
It's a little bit smaller. And I just felt the vibe at Gateway was unbelievable. You appeared there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? I remember going there as a little girl. And that was what ignited my passion to sing and to be a performer, was watching actually one of Durban's own. I watched Shelley McLean on that stage and I went, I want to do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, the Barnyards are great. And I made my theatre debut at the Barnyard. It was years ago, and it was LM Radio.
Amazing.
So the band were on stage,
yeah.
And they were singing the songs that me, as a DJ, would introduce. So if I said, you know, you're listening to LM Radio, here's Hot Chocolate with You Sexy Thing, you know, the band would then come in.
Yes, okay.
I absolutely loved it. It was 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's long.
But I understood how you guys must be absolutely, like, finished at the end of the run.
Yeah.
Because we would do, like, every night, and then Saturdays, there's possibly two shows.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, it is crazy and it was intense, but it was amazing. I mean, I feel like once, if you've done the Barnyard, if you still really enjoy your passion after that, you really enjoy what you're doing.
Would you ever go back there if they called you?
I do. So every now and then I stand in for them. I won't do a run for them at the moment just because they're really long. And I think with my little kids, their runs now are between 2 to 3 months.
Oh, no.
So with little kids, it's just too difficult to do.
Wow.
But I love it. And I still have a great relationship with them. And I do appear there.
It must be hard to jump on stage, you know, 3 months down the line and smile and perform, really.
Yeah, but everybody always used to say, don't you get bored of a show? And
yeah.
It was never like that because I feel like every audience was different and they would bring something new and unique to the show, and it really depended on your cast.
All right, now Splashy Fen, that's been around forever.
I've
MC'd there a million years ago. and it's still going strong. Sadly, I think he was the organizer, Pedro Carlo. Of Splashy Fen. He's no longer with us. I don't know who is running the show now. But it's taking place from the 17th to the 21st of April, which of course is the Easter weekend holiday. And you, my girl, are like on the main stage.
I am. I'm super excited about it.
Is that the 18th? I think the Friday's the 18th.
The 18th, yeah. So the main stage opens up on the 18th and I will be your first artist.
Wow. How did that happen? I mean, did you just get the phone call?
Yeah. So the organizer now, Stu Berry, he's epic, and he popped me a message the one day, and I read it when I was driving to my garage, and I just got out the car and I was just crying, and this is my husband. He's like, "What's wrong?" I'm like, "I just got asked to do main stage. I can't believe it."
Oh, that's lovely.
So it was something that I've actually been working, like, not working towards, but it's been a goal of mine for quite some time. And so to be able to, I felt like I don't know. It was nice to be asked.
Okay. Are you taking a band with you, or are you going to be singing the backing tracks? Or?
I'm taking a band. Oh, so we've got a full band.
You are not messing around.
And I'm taking some dancers.
Oh,
it's going to be quite an awesome set. We're working on a new set, and I'm very excited to showcase it.
I would imagine that you're in the middle of rehearsals at the moment.
Yeah, I actually have one tonight.
How many dancers are involved?
Just two. So okay. Two and then myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be pretty special.
Lead, guitar, bass, drums, keyboard.
Lead guitar, bass, guitar, keys, a drummer. And yeah, we've got some synth and stuff on tracks that we'll play through, just that we don't miss the vibe of the songs.
You know what? You're going to smash it. You really are.
Oh, thank
you. I'm not just saying this because I know you so well, but when you perform, you really do perform. Hey, you've got an amazing stage presence. You truly have. All right. So some of the bands, again, honesty, I've never heard of ever.
You're in radio.
Yeah, we probably don't play their music. But anyway, a lot of them I have. You've got an international guy called Darren Keeley.
Yeah.
From Ireland, to be sure. Desmond of the Tutus, we've heard of.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're such fun.
Mafiki Zolo.
Can't wait.
Good luck. The energy that they put out on stage is nothing but unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Prime Circle, still going strong. And people love them still, too.
Yeah, people love them.
Ard Matthews is appearing as well.
It's always great.
And Cinema. And the only thing I'm upset about is that they don't have the original lead singer, Jared Aston. Do you know Jared?
I don't. No.
Oh, you don't?
I
okay.
Don't.
All right. So he didn't sort of want to be part of the reform of Cinema.
Oh.
So I'm sure they'll be brilliant without him. But anyway, who else have we got? Oh, Gemma Kate as well. Yeah, that's you. And there's a few names, as I say, that I'm not quite sure of. The Black Lapels and a Can of Worms.
Yeah, I think those are the legends of the fence. So like the people who've played years and years there.
Okay.
And they're doing like a spectacular on, I think it's a Sunday.
Okay.
And that's going to be great.
So something for everybody, basically.
Definitely.
All right, we'll play a song or two and we'll get back to you and we'll talk about ticket prices and special balconies and all kinds of stuff. This year's Splashy Fan. All right, we are back. Yes, with Gemma Kate. You all right? You okay?
Yeah, good? I'm good.
You're
I'm
so
good.
Bubbly, man. I love it. Are you always a positive person? I mean, you must have your down days, of course, like everybody.
Yeah, I have lots of down days. Actually, my latest song that I released was released based on a bunch of down days.
All right.
So,
and how you bounce back, I would imagine.
Yeah, basically like how I got through it.
You know, when you get knocked down, it's how you get back up again. That's the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what I try to portray in my music, is like hope and positivity for.
We all have our challenges, including me.
Exactly.
Okay, so you were going to tell me something, weren't you? Important. And I've forgotten about the tickets and Splashy and stuff. But anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw this morning that there are only 850 tickets left.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how many in total?
Oh, gosh.
Thousands, I would imagine.
Yeah, loads. But I saw today that there is only 850
it's
left.
Such a popular event, eh?
Yeah.
And just remember, if you've never been there before, that you are going to get drowned.
100%. Take your wheelies.
It pours down every single Splashy Fan.
Apparently last year was beautiful. Last year was like one of the best in a while.
Wow. Okay. Now then, to get your tickets, go to the website, I think. That's the easiest thing, isn't it? Hey?
Yeah.
Splashyfen.co.za/tickets or through Howler's website. Not going to go on and tell you how much they all are. Just go to the website, because if you're a Splashy Fan, you're going to go anyway.
Exactly.
However much it might be. You get to enjoy the beautiful Bergwater, Splashy River, fun and engaging Easter weekend on the doorstep of a World Heritage site. And they reckon it's the friendliest festival in South Africa. Do you reckon that's true?
Absolutely. And they cater so beautifully for the kids as well over Easter. It's
all
really
right.
Done well.
Okay, there's one final thing just before you go. And I think this is a new thing that they've introduced. It's called the balcony, right? And I'll tell you about it quickly. They're going to make space for 150 Fenners, as in Splashy Fen people.
Yeah.
Never heard that before. To grab themselves an elevated view of the Splashy Fen main stage. That's you.
Yeah, that'll be me.
Right? With the brand new balcony style decks So they're located on the sides of the front of the marquee. This area is going to have elevated views, cocktail seating, and your very own, darling, private bar and ablutions.
Amazing.
Isn't that nice? A balcony tickets, that's not bad. It's $980 for the duration of the festival. And tickets can be bought, again, through the website. Okay.
Great.
You were so excited about this. I wish I... I'm in Peter Marisburg doing an Easter soccer tournament.
No, I am,
because I was thinking of, you know, I've been years and years since I've been there, so I thought maybe I'd give it a try this year.
But, oh, you should.
I'll see you next year.
Okay,
I can't. I'm working in Peter Marisburg. All right, so listen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You have a new song. We just didn't have time to, what we call, upload it to the system. So we'll play that probably tomorrow for you. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you.
What is the song called?
The one that I sent you is a nice upbeat song. It came out in December for the summer, and it's called About It All.
Okay. Bit of a dance song?
Yeah, it's got a dance vibe to it, and it's available on all streaming platforms.
What's it about?
It's about overthinking. Thinking way too much.
Do you do that a lot?
Yeah. So the chorus says, why do you think about it all? Just okay. Carry on and okay. Enjoy life.
All right. I'm really looking forward to listening to that.
Thank you.
We'll play it for you here on 88FM. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's been great.
I was going to say break a leg, but I hate saying that.
Please don't.
I did it once and somebody did.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'll never say that again. Although I just did. Anyway, listen, have an amazing time.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your time at Splashy Fair.
Will do.
Lovely to see you.
You too.